All the news, all the weather at 6, Corso tomorrow morning at 10. Twins coverage begins at high noon with Inside Twins Joe Ryan on the mound. The series finale should be a lovely day. Twins win, beat the Rays 6-5. They go for the series sweep on Sunday. Hope you've had a great holiday. Let's go outdoors with Steve Carney. Steve, how you been?
I've been fine. I've been besieged by water skiers, jet skis. It's a crazy weekend, but you know, even though the weather is kind of weird, there the people are out, so it was kind of an interesting weekend so far.
Yeah, holiday weekend. How's the bite?
It's okay. It's not great. You know, we've had some thunderstorms coming through here, just like you guys, and you know, it's really disrupted things, dropped the water temperature a little bit, so it's definitely slowed down. It was going great up to about 3-4 days ago, but, you know, that's typical for this time of the year. Things tend to slow down a little bit, and, you know, the bite now is starting to move fairly deep. I've been fishing 18 to 22 feet now, and, you know, the shallow bite is pretty much over. Now everything is very much deep, and switching to leeches and crawlers, getting away from minnows and jigs and trying to go into live bait rigs and, you know, working deeper water, which is typical for this time of July. So we'll have to see how it goes. Water temperatures are still 72, 73, nothing crazy. But, you know, we've had a lot of rain, which is good, raised the water levels a lot. Things are still low. So we're just kind of, you know, winging it, see how it goes. And this next week looks pretty good weather-wise, actually.
Yeah, it isn't going to be blazing hot the way it looks, and maybe even a little cool down by next Saturday. Here in the cities, even highs are only going to be in the 70s next Saturday, the way it looks.
Yeah, you know, the 90s and 95, 98 we suffered through the last few days has been really tough. And even in the morning, it's, you know, almost 80 degrees. And so trying to get out about 6 in the morning, get off the water by about 11. But, you know, the afternoons, you don't even want to be out there in the afternoons. It's just brutal. But, you know, things are changing. That was just kind of a hiccup. And, you know, things are going to improve. And, you know, we can handle the 70s, it looks like, you know, maybe low 80s, which is fine. Weed growth is kind of going crazy. And, you know, a lot of minnows now are being born. And you can see them in the shallows. They're just all over the place. So there's a lot of food out there. You know, we're competing with all that right now. A lot of insect hatches going on. So that's why, you know, July and August can be tough. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of insects, hatches, a lot of things going on. They have a lot of food choices. So we're trying to compete with that. So that's why it gets a little tough.
Yeah, and looks like there is a chance for showers and thunderstorms, which is typical, but it should be a quiet week. And once again, you've said it now for a few weeks, the key, get out there early with all the recreational boaters and motors, water sports, et cetera.
Yeah, it's funny, Steve. They don't really show up till about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So if you can get on the water at sunrise and get 4 or 5 hours in, you're fine. I was out yesterday and, you know, nobody showed up till about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So, you know, get your licks in the morning and then get the heck out of there and let them have it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, get in and have.
Typical, all right, you know, Steve, holiday weekends.
Yeah, hope you had a good one and we'll do it again in 1 week.
All right. Sounds great. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Carney. Steve Carney, outdoors.com. Been joining us for years here on the weekend. By the way, our outdoors coverage late tomorrow afternoon. Rob Drees, Sign Outdoor News, between 5 and 6. He has an hour-long show chock full of great guests and info for those of you that love the outdoors. That is Sundays between 5 and 6 here on CCO. Big thanks to our producer, Lindsey Brown. I'm Steve Thompson. Enjoy the remainder of the holiday weekend. Here's the lay of the land again for tomorrow. Corso at 10, a lot of great takes on the world of sports and beyond. Then Inside Twins at noon, lineup card 12:30, first pitch at 1:10, Joe Ryan on the mound. Once again, Twins and Reyes. Twins go for the sweep of the three-game series. Have a great Saturday night. Happy 4th from all of us here at CUCO.